You're listening to SBS News.
It was an unconventional welcome for a United Nations delegation visiting Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh. Thousands of refugees lined the road outside their makeshift homes, many holding banners and signs demanding citizenship, justice and human rights. Rohingya refugee Sajida Begum was among them.
We are standing here to demand justice, as they have killed our men and tortured our women so much, so we are compelled to seek justice for those abuses.
Abdullah, a Rohingya Muslim and former teacher, also joined the group calling for UN action.
Rape, kill the people in front of me, kill my relations, so many relations, burn the whole village on fire. We want the justice, we want our rights, we want citizenship.
The UN Security Council envoy visited camps close to the Myanmar-Bangladesh border before travelling to one of the biggest camps in Cox's Bazar. British Ambassador to the UN, Karen Pearce, is among 15 members on the trip. She describes how she felt being confronted by dozens of refugees making desperate pleas for assistance.
It's a combination of enormous distress and sympathy for what those poor women and those poor children have been through and are still going through. And it's enormous horror that other human beings could put them through that. And I think it shows us the scale of the challenge as we try as the Security Council to find some way through that enables these poor people to go home.
Nearly 700,000 Rohingya have been forced to flee Myanmar after a military crackdown in the country's Buddhist-majority Rakhine State. Refugees have reported large-scale killings, rapes and arson at the hands of the Myanmar military. Now they're seeking UN protection to return home. UN Ambassador Karen Pearce says it's Myanmar's responsibility to provide a safe environment for Rohingyas to return.
It is worth recalling that the Rohingya came from Myanmar and the solution must lie in Myanmar. They must be allowed to go home in conditions of safety. It may take some time, but we would like to hear from the government of Myanmar how it wishes to work with the international community.
Russian Federation representative Dmitry Polyansky says the UN will work with both Myanmar and Bangladeshi governments to find a bilateral solution.
But there is no magic solution. There is no magic stick to solve all these issues. The issue is still for us to promote bilateral ways to resolve this issue. We will try to convince both governments, government of Bangladesh and the government of Myanmar, to engage in constructive negotiations.
The three-day visit is an opportunity for the UN Security Council to witness the refugee situation firsthand. After viewing the makeshift accommodation at the camps, the United States representative, Kelly Curry, expressed concern about the upcoming monsoon season.
The Bangladeshi government has certainly done an incredible job to try to meet the immediate needs of this population, but it is going to be a disaster when the rains come. I think that we have a lot of concerns about what's going to happen when the monsoon starts to really hit.
The delegation will visit the Bangladeshi Prime Minister before travelling to Myanmar to meet State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.